The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You're playing it again.
God dang it.
You like it?
You like it?
I got this stuff all rearranged.
Why'd you rearrange it?
I don't know. It was... I was thinking of the wrong, like... I was behind in hours or whatever. Oh, technical BS. Nobody knows.
Technical BS.
Let me delete this.
Delete!
All right, we can keep that in there.
Hey, so... I want to, you know, we don't have to take too long saying this, but you remember earlier when I was telling you about my road rage, which turned into be the opposite.
Because you just sat there and let a guy walk up on you and just trusted that he wasn't going to do anything? What if he was a karate master?
He didn't look like a karate master.
That'd be great.
I mean, it turned out good.
Because you'd be kung fu fighting in the streets.
So, she loves this story. I don't think you get that lucky again a third time.
A third time. The other time wasn't road rage. That was just me taking a somebody who knew me.
Now, I could be wrong. That is your side of town, so that's where you came up.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think that matters. So anyway, Mark Hendricks was calling my phone. And if you get a phone call from Mark...
I thought I was the only one that got
him. It's usually something fierce, like something like, especially on a Friday after lunchtime.
I thought he was calling me to tell me to check email.
Usually that'll be a text. It'll be PLSCHK email.
Yeah.
He hates vowels.
You don't like him.
He hates
it. He likes circling back, though, and getting CC'd.
Yeah.
CC me.
God dang it. I was supposed to email somebody and CC him on it. That's exactly what we talked about.
And you didn't?
I forgot till just now. All right.
You better see.
Well, I got to take time to word it. It's going to be tersely worded.
Oh. Well, so anyway, I call Mark and I was like,
"Ready, Chris?
Hey.
Well.
What's up? Everything okay?
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, you doing all right?" I was like, "Yeah." I think I even told him about the situation that just happened. He's like, "Oh, that's wild."
He asked me where I was going. Which I was going to the store.
I'm watching in the flock camera.
Well, what are you going to buy?
You were in the car. You waiting buy for something a burger?
So, Mark Hendricks was like almost speechless when he was telling me this. Like,
not the case with me.
No, he was not speechless?
No.
He had a lot of speech for me.
Oh.
15 minutes worth.
Oh,
dude, I got you beat. I had 30s.
God!
Let me see exactly how long. I asked a lot of questions, too, though.
I was watching the timer. I tried to limit the questions, but I'll throw in like
32 minutes. Oh, he left me a voicemail, too. I didn't even hear
that. Did he give you the sign of, like, "Hey, I got some stuff I got to wrap up, so stop talking to me"?
Hold on. You want to hear the voice? Guys, should I play the voicemail?
Can you? He cusses a lot sometimes.
No, he doesn't. I can read it. He's not cussing on this one.
Oh, if it's good.
Oh, hold on. I got to turn up the volume.
I want to hear how he talks to you. This would be good.
You think he talks to me better than you?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You're crazy.
He talks to me like we're in a dominated relationship, and I'm the sub.
You are.
Shh. God dang it. You can't figure it.
It's not loud. He's not. I mean, I got it on high volume.
Mm. How long have you had an iPhone? God.
You know, do you treat others the same way when they don't understand tech?
You're whispering.
What's going on?
Okay, there we go.
Hey, boy. What's going on? It's Mark. It's 2:40. Give me a call when you can. Thanks.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Oh, do I?
He's never said that to me.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy. What's going on?
Hey,
it's
girl.
Me, Mark. If you didn't notice. Yeah,
dang, I don't have
hey,
one
boy.
For him.
Yeah.
Next time I'm not going to answer, so he has to leave a voicemail.
So you have to get one. Yeah.
Hey, you fat ass. Why don't you call me when you stop eating? Yeah.
He did not say that to you.
That's what the voicemail is going to be next time.
Where are you going? Spend a paycheck?
I told him. I said, yeah, I'm going to go get something to eat, actually. Why don't you save something from the rest of them? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, about that.
I've heard about this food shortage.
Yeah, I heard about those drive-thrus you pulled up to that got scales on them, don't they?
You ran one out of business.
I know, yeah. You ran China Express out of business, didn't you? Yeah, you made those people labor traffic and money laundering, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you did.
You ate them out of house and home.
Yeah, what's up? Somebody had to afford the guy's Maserati in the driveway.
I'm dying.
Oh, God.
That should have been a sign, three-way. Right? Like, something's going on here.
Mark was telling us that, and it, this is kind of a thing we share with you listening right now, because it makes it possible.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, I mean, like, thank you.
You did it. Like, we got our biggest ratings we've ever had, ever. Like, this term cum, it's the biggest we've ever had, and we've been on the radio since 2003.
He's pulling those curtains back now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you'd spit yourself if you heard these numbers.
You really would.
Like, I was shocked.
I almost did, and I usually do sometimes anyway.
Yeah, but it's usually accidental, though.
Yeah.
But like,
if I laugh too hard, it's coming
it
out.
Was like it would not make sense to like tell you the numbers right now, but like it's I mean, it's like one out of two people.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Right. Keep doing what thank you're doing. You. Like, thank you.
I thank you more than these two, to be honest.
No.
I thank you.
I'm thunked out. I'm
grateful.
Yeah, very much so. Like, thank you. We've been through a lot of changes and a lot of different, you know, life events and just all kind of, just like you, just like everybody. Yeah. Just when everybody thinks their lives, oh, man, my life's so out of control or whatever, you start talking to somebody, and if they are open enough to share it with you, everybody's life's effed up. Everybody's life's got some kind of wild time in it where you thought, God bless, this is going to be the worst time of my life. I'll never survive this. It's all down, you know, it's all crap. And then you look back at it and you're like, why was it that I ever thought that was going to be so bad? I mean, what at happened? The time, it was, you know, but and to know
you always perspire, whatever the saying is.
Yeah, there were times that I thought, how am I going to get through this? And I did.
You got to perspire. They tell you, hey, perspire.
Aspire.
No, it's perspire. Like, you got to, you know, when you make it through something.
Perseverance.
That's it.
Ah, perseverance.
Now, that's when you get fired and they give you a lot of money.
That's severance.
No, that was.
But for real.
Not a bit stuff.
Like, that is.
You're welcome.
Very, very. Very awesome. I mean, I don't know any better words to say that it was.
Which is a real nice surprise. A real nice surprise, Clark.
Real nice surprise.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, I got a call Saturday after you guys did. Saturday morning.
Oh.
You got a little nervous, didn't you? Like,
I was like, what the hell?
Oh,
what did I'm in trouble now. Don't come to work on Monday.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, girl.
Like, hey, girl.
It's me, Mark.
Hey, girl.
Hey, did you leave a vacuum here? Like, what the hell is this?
No, it's in my car.
You forgot the VTs? What'd you do, huh?
Yeah, there's a... hey, girl. Hey, big T's. Did you forget the VT? Call me back, yeah.
And like my buddy Old Money, he was telling me that he told one of the higher-ups that he works with about our show, and the guy never had lives in
Spartanburg. Name right mine with Ben Smolden.
Never listened to the show ever. He was telling him about one of the bits we did. The guy started... And now... He listens to us every morning. So, again, this has been without billboards, marketing. We had two billboards ever. They never featured our faces. It was just the logo.
I kind of want to see myself on a billboard, to be honest with you. I want to mark out a little bit.
I don't know if billboards are a thing, really, anymore.
Where would we be?
I mean, this is where I'm like being real as hell with the audience. This is a world where it's podcast dominated. Like, this is a world where...
No, we got one, too.
It's the fact that y'all, you know, I'm not downgrading us at all, because I think what we do is different and fun, and I have a...
You got to be self-defecating, they say.
Precating.
Oh, that's it.
But...
You don't want to self-defecate.
The fact that y'all keep us part of your day and make it a thing, like, that really, really means the world to me, and all my grand youngins thank you, and my daughter thanks you, and I thank you, and... It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. It really is. It really is.
Keeps getting better.
Yeah, I already said thanks. So
yeah,
I'm not going to re-say it.
Okay, well, I'm more excited about it than you are then.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Didn't he just get married?
Whoop that. Yeah, he married Lash Legend. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Hey, just a lemon pepper stepper. Oh, Trick Williams.
I like those wings.
Former, you like those kind of wings. He's talking about his shoes. His white cowboy boots.
Oh.
Sucker looks like a pimp, like a straight up pimp.
He's got a great look.
Former South Carolina Gamecock.
That nice. Part's unfortunate.
Trick Willie.
Poor guy.
But he's got a look. He's a great worker.
Hey, Clemson had a wrestler one time.
Kyle Young?
No.
Who was it?
William Perry.
Oh, Fridge. William. Is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 3, 4, or 5.
Didn't he team up with Bam Bam versus Lawrence Taylor?
No.
That I was, he was in that one.
That was from the NFL Battle Royal that they had.
I can't remember which Mania that was. Beast from the East.
I used to remember. Now I don't know. Now they're like two nights, so it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Bunch of bull.
Oh, we got a bunch of people on hold. We'll get some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Whoop that trick. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. You sound like you're about half awake. Did you sleep in the truck last night? What's up? You in the vehicle going to, what are we doing?
I am.
Yeah. Headed to work?
Nope. Headed back home.
Oh, where you been?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Gatlinburg, a little vacation maybe, or?
And it depends on how you look at it, really.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, man? I want some. They clearly no drug test where you work, Chris.
You.
it didn't go, you know. I really didn't go because I wanted a vacation, you know. I left because I found out a few buddies of mine were planning an intervention.
Oh, like a legit intervention?
Yep. I found out Friday. Packed my bags on Friday night, pretty much across the state lines before anybody could, you know, knock on my door Saturday. So I got up out of there.
So you left the entire state to avoid intervention, from your friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yep, I sure did. I figured, you know, Tennessee was far enough. Nobody wanted to drive all the way there carrying, you know, folding chairs and a box of tissues.
They always do that. It's always it looks like the chairs that the funeral home brings to the house when there's a death in the family.
Everybody here loves you.
Yeah. That's, wow. That's pretty wild. That's,
Yeah, I definitely wasn't about to walk into that. Nah, that wasn't gonna do it.
No offense. I mean, I love that you called, but why are you calling? Like, is there like a reason is what I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the real reason, I love your show too, but the real reason I'm really calling because I know a few of those guys are listening every morning, and pretty much this is my announcement to them. If y'all listening right now, do not wait in my driveway. Don't sit in my living room. Don't have coffee brewing. Don't have donuts. Just go home. That's it. Just get out of my house. Get out of my yard if you're there. Go home because, you know, if I pull up, you know, and y'all there, we're done. We're just done.
Okay. So that's just a simple warning to them, I guess. Well, pretty serious, actually.
Yeah, I mean every word of it, too.
Yeah.
So when you said you packed a bag to go to Tennessee, how did you even find out it was going to happen?
Crazy part is I found out completely by accident. One of my buddies, you know, wives called Thursday. I'm asking if I was, you know, still coming over Saturday. I said, for what? She goes, everybody should be there. I said, for what? Then it was like dead silence, right? She knew she messed up, you know.
God dang it.
Yeah, then Friday morning, I accidentally got a text that wasn't, you know, meant for me. It was, text was, everybody's still good for tomorrow, bring snacks. So I text back, bring snacks for what, right? And nobody answered. Nobody answered. And about 20 minutes later, one of my buddies finally admitted what was going on. And that was enough for me. I packed my bags.
Wow.
That was it.
How many people are we talking about here? And I'm going to ask you more questions about possibly what this may have been about. But how many?
That's cool. I mean, to be honest, I don't know. Maybe six, maybe eight. I don't know. Yeah. I quit asking questions, you know, once I realized that was happening.
Yeah.
It wasn't really the number. It was more so, you know, realizing they've been talking about me.
That probably bothered you more than the intervention that was about to happen, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stupid ass friends.
Yeah. You know, everybody keeps acting like, you know, they're trying to save me or something.
Like, are these like lifelong friends, work friends? What? I mean, are they just drinking buddies?
No.
Okay.
One has been my best friend since seventh grade.
Nice.
One stood beside me at my wedding.
Yeah.
Another one coached, you know, Little League with my dad, you know.
Yeah.
I've known these guys forever. You know, they're not like drinking buddies. You know?
Yeah. But that's probably what makes it hurt.
Make it sting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, okay. Go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. What's the intervention for? What?
For drinking.
Okay.
Apparently, I drink too much. That's what they're trying to say.
Okay. Do you?
I drink more than they do.
Right.
You know, that's different.
Okay.
So can you walk us through kind of like a sample of, I guess, how much you drink or when?
I mean, Friday after work, you know, Saturday if we're, you know, hanging out, football Sundays, cookouts, concerts, you know, if somebody says, yo, let's grab one.
Right.
It's not usually one, you know.
Great point there, sir, because no one ever says, hey, do you want to meet and have drink?
Somebody tells me to grab one, they better be specific.
Do you want to grab drink? No one, it's always in plural form, so that makes sense. How many is it like a normal Saturday for you?
It depends.
Okay. Let's say you're getting ready to go see, Panthers or Falcons or whoever your team is. You're sitting there tailgating. How many?
Probably about 8, 10. maybe more if we're like out all day type of thing, you know.
Do you have a job where you're do you have a drink before work?
No.
While working?
Never. No.
Okay. Do you drive a moped? Like, do you ever get a DUI?
Oh yeah, SR20.
No.
No.
No DUI, okay. No blow in the car, none of that.
Okay. Has it ever caused you, like, have you ever lost a job on him, you know?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All your bills paid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's why I don't understand, like, you know, why everybody, you know, suddenly thinks I'm falling apart. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what, have they, like, I mean, unless you're not getting in trouble with the law, you're paying all your bills, you're not doing it while you work, you're only doing it, you know, when there's a controlled environment. Like, have they talked to you about this before, or was this a kind of a bum rush thing?
Nah, they talked to me about it before.
Yeah. Like one time?
A couple times.
Oh, okay. Couple.
Couple times. Like, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to figure this out for you. Like, I'm on your side so far. But then, if they've talked, like, how many times have they talked to you about this?
Four, maybe five.
Hey, man. So this wasn't a plan A. Like, this has been going on for a bit. Four, no, five.
There must have been a good reason.
That's good.
Still, but, it still doesn't give them the right to ambush me, though. You know?
Yeah, they don't know how to intervene.
But, like Paige is saying, like, what finally pushed them over the edge? Like, can you look back between the last time they talked to you and now? What could have...
Well, apparently, you know, my buddy, you know, his little girl's birthday party. So.
God.
Get a lot underserved.
Oh, no. I'm afraid to ask.
I'm not. What happened?
honestly, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that don't help, man. If we're talking about a kid's party and you can't remember, that's not a good sign.
Like, how old a kid? I mean, what are we saying here?
I pretty much, you know, I found out later that I gave her $40 because I thought she was graduating. Then apparently I promised to take her to Disney.
Yeah. And you didn't say that? You don't remember it, at least, right?
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit. She just turned 7.
Dang, dude. You thought she was graduating.
For what?
It's a little early. You gave her an advance on graduation, I guess.
That's cool.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody laughed. I laughed too. Yeah. But now apparently, you know, that's Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Know, that's what they got.
That's pretty good.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you a series of more questions here? Like yes or no questions?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
He's done good so far.
You ever black out drunk? Yeah, you ever get that way?
Yep.
So clearly you just pointed out, like, you forget conversations with the, you know, promising to take the little girl to, so you forget things. You ever hide how much you drink from people?
Yeah.
What about, and I'm not going to push you against the wall on this, but I've dealt with, not myself personally with alcohol, but with, you know, with other stuff. Has anybody ever taken your keys away from you? Like when you've been out?
Yeah.
Or you ever have girlfriends or you talked about being married or whatever? They ever tell you that you had a problem?
Like, yeah.
God, you did good on the first part. It's kind of bombing this one, Chris. This is not good.
You ever have your, and I don't know if your parents are living, if they are, awesome. But have they ever talked to you about drinking?
Yeah. My mom thinks, you know, drinking is why I've never settled down. She says, like, I would have probably been married by now if I slowed down.
I thought you got married. I thought you were... Okay.
What, do you think she's wrong in saying that?
Yeah, I think she's wrong. I just haven't, you know...
Have women you've dated ever asked you to slow down? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like more than one of them?
Probably.
Dude, I think Matt Man found a second career. You're like an alcohol interventionist. You're better than, you know, they did it four times. They can't figure it out how to do it.
The main thing here is, like,
everybody here loves you,
Chris. You left the state because people wanted to talk to you about your drinking, and you did that. Like, every answer has been Chris. Like, yeah. I don't know you. I value you as a listener. Yes, absolutely I do. I don't know you, but every single answer has been yeah.
So I feel like, you know, like people are staging an intervention because, like, you know, they feel like they're running out of time.
And they care about you. They don't want to have the scenario that could happen. You could fall down. You can hurt yourself doing that.
And they keep mentioning it to you because, you know, They could see you haven't got a DUI yet. You haven't gotten arrested yet. But look at all this. Like, maybe they feel like they're running out of time.
Or maybe, you know, everybody just wants me to be easier to deal with. Maybe that's
that the part.
What do you mean?
Honestly, I think, you know, sobriety is usually, you know, something that other people want from you. You know, it's not about you. It's about making everybody else comfortable. Nobody congratulates, you know, somebody for being sober. They're more so like, you know, I'm just finally glad I could be around you again. You know, that's pretty much my take on it. Yeah. That's why I think sobriety is usually for everybody else.
So people that are listening right now that have been sober, they have their coins, all this stuff. You don't think anybody did it because they wanted to themselves?
I think they got pushed into it, to be honest.
You know what, man? Like, a lot of people might think that sounds like BS, what you just said, but it kind of makes sense, if I'm being honest with you. Like, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, but, like, you know, maybe your friends aren't trying to control you. Like, maybe they're generally scared for your well-being.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then call me, you know.
Right.
Take me to lunch, you know. Don't stage some TV intervention thing, you know what I mean?
Right. But if you, like, when you get home and nobody's there, and, you know.
Good. Yeah, good.
Usually when there's an intervention, you're going to rehab. They're going to put you somewhere because you can't do it yourself. Someone needs to help you.
What if you pull up, though, and they're all there? Oh, like, all the vehicles are there at your place.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Man, you're proving their point, though. Though he did say they're done.
Maybe, but, you know. They don't get to decide when I'm ready, you know.
But then, okay, that, you know what? Fair, but then who does?
Yeah.
Just
me. It's easy.
Yeah.
Me.
But you know, I mean, and I hope you're right, but like if 6, 7, 8 people all reached out the same conclusion independently, or the same reach, they all reached the same conclusion, you know, that would make most people think and stop and think for a minute.
Yeah, I would be mad too, probably a bit embarrassed, but you know, after you cool off for a little bit, you probably need to at least give them their peace. You know, let them speak
I'd find the one you're closest to and say, look, let's talk about it.
And the reality is you have a group of people that care about you. There's people that drink all the time and nobody cares. You know?
Dude, she's not lying.
I know, but you think about all
the people you, and I'm not saying that you're going to drink until you become homeless. I'm not saying that. But people that are on the street, likely they have been offered help. Maybe not all, but I think a lot of them were offered help and maybe screwed over family and friends to the point where they said, fine, we're done. We don't give a damn anymore. And you got people constantly giving
they
a crap.
They don't want you to be that man.
Maybe Madman's right, though. You find a couple, you know, that you trust and tell them, say, look, 6, 8, too much.
Yeah. You said earlier, like, everybody acts like they're trying to save you. And, like, what if they are? Like, that's – what a blessing.
Yeah. Because you could be dead from alcohol.
I think about, you know, having lunch and sitting down with one, you know, that's so unpromising.
You better.
Yeah, but
I'm keeping your phone number.
Surprising.
Hey, don't forget to slide a couple mini bottles in the pocket, too.
No. Look.
It's the creeper.
You know, everybody's tolerance of things is way different. But if you got to admit, all these questions that I was asking you earlier, like, maybe the one person who doesn't say anything is also, you know, your drinking buddy where they're having the same issues at home and you don't realize that either.
Codependency.
Yeah, man. Like, just be careful can we throw you on hold for a second?
Yeah, that's fine. All right,
hold on.
Don't let it sneak up on you because, you know, you get cirrhosis and serious problems that come after it.
I'll tell you something, too. And we talked about this off the air the other day because, man, there's, you know, we were thinking about some of the past situations on the show where, you know, we've had events and whatnot. Have I ever driven drunk? Yes, I have. I am blessed.
I did it more than you probably.
I am blessed by God to be alive right now, dude. There were times where I got home and I didn't know it. I did not know how I got there.
We should have had Rob's ass tied up in court for months.
And it is only by the grace of God that was allowed to happen. I look back at it now and say, how stupid are you? Yeah. I was a dad at that point, dude. Like, I was already a father, you know? And like,
not smart.
Now, I didn't have Uber. But like, you know, especially now with that. But it's not about your own life. It's like people, others' lives that you might, you know, stop and end because of that. You got so many people who care. We'll talk to him off there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Yeah, phones are ringing good. How about that? 1-800-774-0093. And if I'm the, you know, Paige, you ever driven drunk? Be honest.
I think we all have.
I think so. Like,
yeah,
it's that thing. But
yeah.
If you hear today and you didn't take a life and yours wasn't either and you didn't get an accident, and you should say a prayer right now and say, thank you, Lord.
She'll ride with her shirt off, too, though.
Well, right. She's not wearing one today.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tell you what, a bunch, y'all, you know, this is the only audience I've really ever had for other than my previous life at WCCP.
Yep.
But, like, y'all are some of the most nicest, generous people.
What's up,
like,
Qualk?
Nice text coming in about, give me that guy's number, been there, done that. I'd love to talk to him. We got his number. We're going to check in with him from time to time because that's...
Look, if they've had 4, it's probably going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to nail down.
Sir.
If he's jumping town when he hears about it, he's going to be hard to pin down.
Well, if you put yourself in the mindset of you're just having fun, you've not gotten any trouble yet, so there's not really been that come to Jesus moment yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Have that wake-up call.
You haven't had the wake-up call yet. And then you don't see there's an issue, and then... You find out people are talking about you behind your back, and suddenly you're going to be on the stage in your house, and they're telling you were doing wrong.
Plus, if you're the guy, don't you come home to your wife and say, why'd you damn ruin it? Quit texting.
Maybe he said he was standing beside his friend at his wedding. I thought he said the guy was standing by him at his wedding. He said, his mom said that's why he's never married. That could also be true as well.
Oh,
you know?
Can't be a mean drunk.
All right, Fatboy, pick a number. We'll talk to whoever it is.
Let's go number two.
That's P1 Motive. Good morning.
Hey, Matt, man, Fatboy, Paige.
Hey, P1 Ooh. Motive.
Man, this guy needs to really kind of heed what these friends are trying to say, because he doesn't understand where they're coming from, because they have such an emotional connection to this guy.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of taking the words like, eh, whatever, whatever. And then he goes right into the bottle. And that was the same case with my brother, P1 Mustang. He died in 2020.
Aww.
And it was complications of what he had done to his body over the years. You know, he first started, you know, was, I have to work to do a six pack. And then it turned to a 12 pack. And then it was a six pack and a pint. And then it just grows and grows. And it's not that he was a mean drunk. He was funny as hell, but it's just the body can only take so much. Yeah. And, you know, my brother died at 43.
Was that every day that he was doing that?
And it was an everyday thing. And then it did get to the point where he lost a job and he was homeless, you know? Those days do come just because you're not in that situation now. Those days are coming if you can't slow down, because it's going to turn into a financial burden. You know, I mean, you can't go out and buy a $5 six pack of beer.
Boy, that is so true. Like that's where, you know, it's really got the, you know, what is a pack of cigarettes now? You know, like
a pack of cigarettes are pushing $5 a pack.
Okay, you know, they'd be more than that now. But even $10
and I don't know this guy either. Just like you said, Matt, man, but when you see somebody that's going down this road, it's almost like, can we detour him? Can we, you know, something, get him on a service road to get him kind of off of this? I mean, there's nothing wrong with drinking, but when it becomes excess and you're blacking out and you don't remember that you're going to take a six-year-old to Disney World for graduation.
That's bad. And you thought it was her graduation,
Yeah, and so that's where I'm coming from. It's like, just, you know, we got to love one another and be there for one another. When somebody is pushing us away, that means we just got to try harder.
Was your brother coming to you for money and you had to cut him off, like that situation? Or
My brother got homeless.
Yeah.
And so I let him stay with me for a while, and then he started stealing from me.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying earlier. I can't say that every homeless person – first off, you can't say every homeless person is an addict of any kind. That's not fair. Yeah. But the ones that are – you think, God, do you not have anyone out there that cares about you? And they likely used to, but they kept stealing from them, and the addiction gets them where I got to get that fixed. I'm going to take their medicine. I'm going to take whatever. And like the one guy the other day, he'd break into his parents' house and steal their TV and go pawn it.
Yeah, and then they'd steal it back.
Yeah. I know. He keeps stealing it back over and over again.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when the thing is when the people that love you start putting you at arm's length, you'll see it, but you won't see it because you're still in the bottle.
You'll think it's them and not you.
Then it becomes too late. And then, like, when my brother died, it destroyed me because I knew I had to keep him at arm's length because I didn't want what he was doing to start hurting my life.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So when he died, man, I still feel bad. I hear songs, and it puts me to tears because I couldn't do enough for my brother.
Yeah.
And these people are going to feel that way if something happens to this guy. You know, they're going to be like, we did all we could, and why couldn't we do more? Why couldn't we do more?
Survivor's guilt.
You know, the alcohol is a spirit, and it takes over, you know?
It does, man.
That's awful, man.
You're a good dude. I hate that happened to your brother.
Yeah. Well, the thing is you actually met my brother, Matt, man.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
One of you was going to run for office.
We come down to the radio station and hung out on a Friday.
Backstage pass. I remember.
And it was one of the biggest days of our lives, with me and my brother getting to meet y'all guys, because, you know, we listen to y'all. And so.
Did Paige try to flash you when you came in?
I get some help. I really do.
Yeah. Well, we got his number, and No. He might not even be on the radio. I want to check in with him just to make sure that, because like when a complete stranger like that gives a crap, then that shows you like, wow, this maybe is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like these people know him, but I hear all that. You heard it, so
somebody who's been through it.
You have a good morning, P1 Motive. Appreciate you,
brother. Y'all kicking it, Pinky.
All right,
guys. Thank you.
I don't say that no more. I love
his old school.
I'm glad he ignored you, fat boy.
I thought it was an important question, but so, you know,
what did he ignore?
I said the page ever flashy when you came in here.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
never forget that.
That was part of the deal for backstage pass. Oh like yeah. That.
Man, I hope he doesn't think of his brother in a negative connotation when he comes up. Like that first memory, I hope is a positive one.
I was going. I mean, you know,
that sadness.
Yeah, I mean, Paige said survivor's guilt. I mean, that's.
I have it.
My mom had it. I mean, she did. I mean, like she absolutely had it. And I think anybody does when they lose somebody close to them, especially if it's someone their same age or a little bit younger or whatever.
I get that big time.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Because the night before my brother died, he called me and he was having a good time. They had a wild party.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just should have done something, but I didn't know.
Well, again,
this is a Monday conversation for sure.
Well, I mean, that's life. Monday's when most people start to reevaluate their life. I mean, it really is. Went to church yesterday. They told me I'm doing wrong. I woke up with another hangover. I'm going to change. My God.
You know you had a rough weekend if you go to all three services on Sunday.
Oh, Lord. If you have a church that has three services on a Sunday, please. There ain't no way.
You got to repent thrice.
Better go Wednesday night, too.
Better. That's where all the good food is.
We're going to take a break here. That's a good text, too. So many people needed to hear that this morning. I think so, too. I don't think anything's happenstance in this world. I really, really don't.
Well, remember that next year when the award season comes around.
That's right.
That's going on the wheel.
That one's
going
to go on there. Like that one and us getting Jeff Mill with a kidney.
Yes!
Look at us. We're lifesavers. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Kids Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.